Eagle River bills itself as the snowmobile capital of the world. Yeah, Wisconsin is keeping the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office busy.
Well, Jeff, how did you like this?
I loved it, actually. How'd I look?
You look good. It's a colorful sled, a colorful jacket.
There is something about the styling going on here. You guys like to look good while you're doing this, huh?
I don't think they look all that good.
As long as we keep our helmets on, we look okay.
That's a Wisconsin sound right
just
there.
Just perfect.
As long as we keep our helmets on, we look okay.
Let's go to the supper club, huh?
Full pack.
Two of us.
Actually, you know what you do up in Eagle River when you're done snowmobiling? You go to Weasel's, the strip club there, where you're in your full, whatever that gear is that you have to wear, that like onesie, that like puffed up heated onesie that those people wear.
That's often camo.
And then they pull it down, and it's the only strip club in America that smells like gasoline. Because
lovely.
Everybody's got it.
Tell me where it is. I'd love to go.
It's a happening up there. That's what goes on in northern Wisconsin. And Channel 11, WTTW, has got this great special by the guys who bring you some of the most entertaining television this town has ever produced.
Absolutely true.
Jeffrey Bear is with us, along with his producer, and I'm assuming this, your producing partner, right? Is that where you come in, Eddie?
That's correct. That's
all
me.
Right. Eddie,
and director.
Eddie Griffith's director, and they've done this really, really, really cool. Chicago on Vacation with Jeffrey Bear starts tonight on Channel 11, 90-minute documentary, and there's also a companion website that is going live, I'm assuming, when this thing is going live tonight. Is that how that goes?
That is correct.
Okay. I mean, I understand so little about how the modern world works. That's how I end up on a snowmobile and pulling into the parking lot of Weasel's. Now,
that's not in the show, by the way. Had we known about it, we could have, you know, blacked out the naughty bits. And,
right.
You know.
Did you stop by any strip clubs as part of this?
Not a single one.
That's I would. Yeah. How about, doesn't surprise me.
Did you get a pasty anywhere? Did you get one of those? I mean, like the
Cornish
the edible
pasty.
One.
Pasty.
Right.
Pasty.
Right. Yeah.
That's different pronunciation.
Yes. Yeah, I get it. Yes. Now, the whole idea here is that you're highlighting vacation spots that Chicagoans have been frequenting for generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like so I've been doing these shows on Channel 11 for like 25 years, and it's always been, you know, the neighborhoods, the river, the you know, the suburbs.
One.
And I've been pitching this idea for years because it has always seemed to me like these vacation destinations, Starved Rock, Galena, you know, Door County, Mackinac Island, are kind of like extensions of people's hometowns. They have the same sort of affection for these places.
Sure.
And sure enough, I mean, the buzz has been unbelievable with the show. Every time I leave like a studio like this, a radio interview, like three people in the hallway are like, oh, you're gonna do Door County, right? Oh, we always used to go to Galena.
Don't forget about Mackinac.
Exactly. And so it really does seem like this is kind of striking a nerve somewhere.
Are you still finding that people are going? Because I know growing up, we went to Door County every single summer, and that was our place, and it still has such a special place in my heart, just like you're describing. But I wonder, is that changing where people are going, checking out new places, and maybe this show will make people want to do that, but are they still going back again and again to the same place their families made special?
We kind of found out that it's a little bit of both. Like, you go up there and you find people like yourself who've gone there for generations. You know, it was their grandparents' place, and then it was their parents, and now they go up there with their family, with their kids. And, you know, you kind of think of it like, if you had a house, you'd always go there, right?
Of course.
You know, if you're paying a mortgage on a lake house, why go anywhere else?
True. That's one of the problems with having a lake house. But
why I don't have one.
Right, yeah.
That's one of the reasons I don't have one. The other is I can't afford to have a lake house.
Well, there's two reasons. Those are mine, too. I used to go with my dad to the Indiana Dunes, just like day trips, basically. Mm-hmm. And there was a big story about the Indiana Dunes this week, actually, because it just became a
national park. Mm-hmm. Eddie had to re-edit the show, actually.
Oh, really? Because it was Indiana State Dunes Park for years.
Well, it was Indiana Dunes. It was national, but it was Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore.
Yeah.
And now it's an actual national park, and
which
they're very proud of that.
Really cool. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the trails and all that stuff, and I remember getting lost in those trails. And I remember going to the beaches there and thinking, oh, this is kind of, look at these kids, it's kind of cool. And then we go over to the Warren Dunes, mm-hmm. You know, just a little further north and east. And the kids there seemed, I don't know where those kids came from, but they all seemed like they were from California. And I thought, is this what it's like to be a, like in the Brady Bunch? Because it was like all these people, like they were out there trying to surf, you know, on Lake Michigan
yeah,
waters.
You see that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what's going on here? And it, to me, it is interesting because that's what, 45 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes away?
What you're talking about is that these places have like pockets of different culture, right? Mm-hmm. So we go to Grand Beach, which is where the, I've got that right, where the dailies.
Right. That's Grand Beach, you know, Long Beach.
The woman we interviewed there said this is the South Side Riviera, right?
Right.
And then you go to like South Haven, Michigan. That was a Jewish area, Jewish resorts because frankly Jews were turned away from a lot of other resort areas, right. But that was a very Jewish area. A lot of these resorts had like regional identities and
Door County Scandinavian traditions,
mm-hmm. Right. And then you go further up in Michigan, up the shore, up to Traverse and north of Traverse, mm-hmm. And there's a
beautiful country,
other world up there. And that's really interesting. That's where Detroit and Chicago meet. Mm-hmm. They meet on no other place.
No.
Except for there.
Try not to. Except for the Hawks.
Right.
And when they say Detroit sucks,
right.
And then that's not a good meeting.
The thing you cannot say when you get up to, like, you know, Harbor Springs, do not say Detroit sucks. Because it's all the billionaires from Detroit and Chicago all hobnobbing up there with their inbred children.
I have a feeling your documentary series would be very different than Jeffrey Bear's.
It might be. All right, so now like, explain the cut, because I think this is one of the great bits of this whole enterprise. And it starts tonight at 7:30 tonight. Mm-hmm. It's 100 minutes, right? It's going to run until, you know, you're going to do, is there going to be like pledge activities in between?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this will be,
you know us. That's how we
be on very late.
Yeah.
But if you want a tote bag, which I will autograph.
Oh, yeah.
What do I get for that?
Do you know what else we're offering tonight during the pledge drive? Huh. Do you remember Highway Bingo?
Yeah,
oh, those
of
cards
yeah.
that you, they
Car
still
bingo.
They still make them, and uh-huh. they make them in St. Charles, Illinois,
oh,
and we got a packet of them, and we're offering them
That's
to anybody who calls.
Great giveaway!
So now your kids won't look at the screens in the back seat.
Oh.
Right?
I thought that was impossible to get them away.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They might. You shove one of those in front of them, and
the driver will be looking at the highway bingo.
Yeah, they're
not
exactly.
too smart.
Well, the car can drive itself now too.
That's right.
It's going to ruin everything. So the point here is the car. You got a station wagon.
Yep.
For this,
we had a. I'm driving around in a 1973 Chevy Impala station wagon, and when we saw the car, Eddie found the car for filming. It was the same car I had in high school with the clamshell tailgate.
Wow.
And so you see my reaction on camera, and it's true. I can't believe my eyes. And then I actually found a picture of me with hair and the plaid bell bottoms loading a suitcase into the back of our car, and Eddie kindly put that in the show.
Right. When you think of a station wagon and a road trip, you think of Chevy Chase.
You totally do.
And so we kind of harken back a little bit to that, to the idea of the road trip, to where you're putting your family in the car and you're spending six mm-hmm. hours, and the road trip itself, the time in the car, is part of the trip.
Oh gosh.
Unfortunately,
that's not the way anymore.
I remember the fights with my sisters. I mean, that's 6 hours up to, you know, Door County. Oh my gosh.
Do I have to turn around and stop this car?
All of that. It comes back.
But you still have to do that, though. The thing is that everybody has that. I did it with my daughter. She went to camp up mm-hmm. in the Minocqua area.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. We go there in the show.
And it's, which is, and the like the water skiing things, and, you know, my legendary newsman, Jim Johnson, he had a house up there. He'd go up there every weekend.
Oh.
Every weekend he would drive
Beautiful.
Up. His wife
like
would live up there.
It's like an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, 7.5. Although he would leave Friday night after the show, stay in a no-tell motel somewhere. He would not tell us what it was because it was $19 a night, and he didn't want to, and it was clean, and he didn't want anybody finding out about it. Was his whole thing. And then he would drive the rest of the morning. And then he would come back on, you know, like late Sunday night and a Monday morning. And so I started going up and hanging out with them up in Boulder Junction is where they're near, and it is God's country. I mean, and you do them at you, and you still have to drive to it. You can't fly to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could, I suppose, but you know, mm-hmm. you'd have to be
wealthy.
Your own jet, right? Your own prop plane. It's still got that experience. You put the kids in the back of your SUV, right, and you drive up there, and the kids are still now. The kids have headphones on, and they're being otherwise stimulated, so you don't have to talk to them. And of course, they also don't know the names of their siblings. So that's a separate issue. The dog still has to get out and go on the roadside, and all those things.
Well, thank God someone's stopping and getting out.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that I think changed the road trip was the interstate highway, because it used to be you were going through these little towns. There were all these kind of roadside quirky things, and the interstate highway completely standardized everything, right? All the signage is the same, the road widths, the lane widths, the bridge height.
You have a term for that. The everywhere strip.
The everywhere strip. So then you get off the highway, and every exit has the same five chain motels, the same five fast food restaurants. It's the everywhere strip. But what was wonderful to discover with this show is you get past that everywhere strip, and local character is still alive and well, as you were talking
great
about.
Great restaurants. I found a restaurant in right outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin, in the summer that was in a little shack. And it was like somebody's house, actually, in this little town that had nothing else going on in it. But Yelp gave it incredible reviews. And I thought, okay, I'll try it. It was one of the best meals I've had in years.
We found, what was the name of the place in Saugatuck?
The Southern Kitchen.
The Southerner. I think it was called The Southerner.
Maybe, just a little place on the Kalamazoo River.
We went every night. I mean, like fried chicken, all this Southern food. And sat in Saugatuck, Michigan.
And Yelp is very good for that, by the way. That's an important thing that changes your diet, because if you don't want to just go to the same places, the everywhere places, you can find them. And now, I don't know whether it was the cooking shows or the kitchen. I don't know what did it, but there's a whole generation now of people who really care about what they're doing in the kitchen, and they make great stuff, and including dotting through these little towns all over America.
Fun to discover.
I just checked it. It's called The Southerner.
Yeah, I just saw it too. The inside just looks so country, fresh, farm. Like, you get like some great eggs and bacon there. I don't know if that's what it is, but it looks like a beautiful build out and a very classic kind of old.
Beautiful view of the river. Of course, when we were there, it was a little cold, but it was really nice.
Awesome. Where did you go growing up, Jeffrey?
We always went when I was a little kid, we always went to this George Williams College camp on Lake Geneva, when George Williams founded the YMCA. And this is where they trained YMCA camp counselors, but it was also apparently a place where families could go and vacation. And so I found a picture of me celebrating my 7th birthday there. And so Eddie put that in the show, too.
I love it.
We went back for the show. I hadn't been back in 50 years. It was kind of cool. It's all different now. It's owned by Aurora University, but the little beach is still there and the pier. And so that was fun. And then now my family, we tend to go to Michigan, up the Michigan shore, although I've
asked them where it is.
Promised everyone I'm not.
Where do you go?
I'm not telling.
Why is that?
Because we don't want to ruin it.
Preference? Oh, you mean it's part of the show.
I know this.
He doesn't want to give it away.
He doesn't want to tell anybody.
See, it's the Jim Johnson trick.
It's the Jim Johnson trick.
Because he knows everything. He just visited everywhere. He knows the best places. He doesn't want to give his place away.
How many hours is it from here?
It's about a 6-hour drive.
Traverse City is
it's near Traverse City. It's on the lake, but literally the people who go there, it's a little vacation spot. They're like, "You're not going to tell anybody."
Telling everyone.
Feel bad. He hasn't told me either.
Like Little Traverse Bay or Traverse Bay?
It's on Lake Michigan. That's all I'm saying.
Damn it!
I'll look at a map here.
Well, because once you get, this is true in Wisconsin too. Once you break the atmosphere of Chicago, and it's about 3.5 hours to break the atmosphere, maybe four by the time we get away from Chicago. But the farther you go, the more outrageously great it gets north of a Little Traverse Bay. I forget what they call it. It's like the cave, I think they call it, of trees.
Oh, the tunnel of trees.
Tunnel of trees, yeah. Where you might as well be on the Pacific Coast Highway, and it's this tunnel of trees, and you're looking at these gigantic cliffs and beautiful Lake Michigan.
That's going to look great in our show, isn't it, Eddie?
Yeah, too bad we cut it.
Oh, no.
Eddie, you cut that part?
For time.
Eddie,
for
you're
time.
Fired.
The show is already in 100 minutes.
Maybe for part two.
Part two.
Next year.
We filmed it, but a lot of things unfortunately had to end up on the cover.
Isn't that it's visually stunning.
It was cool.
Unlike anything, even up Pacific Coast Highway, it doesn't look like that.
Right. Up that part of Michigan up there, you feel like Sleeping Bear Dunes. You get there and you look like this could be in the Caribbean. This turquoise blue water.
Right.
It's a 450-foot sand dune. You can see across Lake Michigan to Wisconsin, and you're like, God, I can't believe this is 4 hours from Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Does there did you do the Upper Peninsula?
We did not.
Did you shoot it for part two?
No, I actually...
You want me to go up there with you and do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can find you some pasties.
Early in my... you got the word pasties.
I got it finally.
Early in my TV career, I worked at a TV station in Saginaw, Michigan.
Oh, boy.
And I actually did a piece about what goes on in the Upper Peninsula in February, and mm-hmm. we did a whole thing up there. Never been colder in my life.
Yeah.
But we go to Mackinac, nice. Which is...
We do go to Mackinac.
That's pretty close.
And we go to the North Woods of Wisconsin. We go to the World Championship Snowmobile Derby. And it was freezing, so I bought this bright red, really cool, like heavy winter coat, right? Because I'm thinking, I'm going to look good up there. And we get there, and it's just what one of you was saying. You know, they're all dressed in those overall
snowmobile suits.
Camo things, yeah. right? And they're looking at me like, you're not from around here, are
the
you?
The red, the bright red, like you're in Aspen or something.
Right, and there's Chicago. Always one spouse that's in trouble with the other, and they get like a deer suit that they put them in for that time of the year. Like, honey, you're going to love it. Don't worry about it. You just get right in the deer suit. No one, it'll be right that in the back of the machine, they call it, right? And they call it the machine or the sled.
Yeah, sled. I went snowmobile. I rode a snowmobile. I went ice fishing. I went skiing.
That's a useless thing to do. Ice fishing, yeah.
We met the greatest. It was an all-woman ice fishing club.
You know what makes ice fishing?
Yeah.
Brandy. Right? It's the only reason to be out there is that you, after a while, it seems interesting because you're drunk. But and then you also are thinking, you know what? I'm fishing in a little hole, and you're in a shack, right? Uh-huh. You go in the shack. You're in the shack, and you're like, is this thing going to hold? I mean, is it possible that we're going to melt through this thing?
That was my worry, actually, as I was thinking about it. And then you walk out on the ice, and you just feel like you're on the frozen tundra.
Yeah.
And they drill through it, and it's like 15 inches thick, and you're like, okay.
And then you hear a crack, and somebody's Honda Escape just actually went through the ice.
That's all I'd be thinking about. I don't know. Who's going
to
fall in?
Right. What happened to Marge's Honda? All right. Do not miss this tonight. I can tell you this. I'm going to take a night off of watching Anderson cry to see this Chicago on Vacation WTTW special revisits the Great Midwestern Family Road Trip. It starts tonight, 7:30 on WTTW and WTTW.com.
And don't forget the website, WTTW.com/vacation, my travel journal, all kinds of travel tips on there, all kinds of other stuff.
If you like what you see tonight, go to the website and you can plan your own trip.
Oh, I like that.
Good idea.
I love that idea.
People, and especially in the summer, there's no better. We talked about it a million times. Going around the lake is the greatest adventure. Everybody says, oh, I want to do it. Go do it. It will change your life.
I just like the mental journey of doing that right now. Just planning a trip.
thinking about
being on a lake somewhere.
All right. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being with us.
This is awesome.
And you know what? And finally, the man who has had such little recognition. Your production team finally is a part of this whole conversation.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming by, Eddie.
Yes, Eddie, it's about time that you're the man behind the man. I mean, let's just face it. You know, Jeffrey's out there saying he goes back to his trailer. He's the one doing the real job.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Thank you both.
Thanks, guys. Blackhawks tickets for you right now. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200 rips us off for a pair of tickets to go see the Hawks taking on the Phoenix Coyotes. On Monday, the 11th, do not miss this. All brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Cooling for all the right reasons. Four Seasons, FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com. And that's it, I suppose. I think I told you everything you need to know about that. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Let's check in with Kim. What's happening in the news at the top of the hour?
Ro will bring you part one of our series, R. Kelly Offstage.